Job. Chapter 34. Furthermore, Elihu answered and said, Hear my words, O ye wise men, and give ear unto me, you that have knowledge. For the ear tests words, as the mouth tastes food. Let us choose for us justice, let us know among ourselves what is good. For Job has said, I am righteous, and God has taken away my justice. Should I lie concerning my right? My wound is incurable though I am without transgression. What man is like Job, who drinks up scorn like water? Who goes in company with the workers of iniquity, and walks with wicked men? For he has said, It profits a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Therefore hearken unto me, you men of understanding, far be it from God, that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty, that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert justice. Who has given him charge over the earth? Or who has laid on him the whole world? If he should set his heart upon men, if he should gather unto himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh would perish together, and man would turn again unto dust. If now you have understanding, hear this, hearken to the voice of my words. Shall even he that hates right govern? And will you condemn him that is most just? Is it fit to say to a king, You are wicked? And to princes, You are ungodly? How much less to him that regards not the persons of princes, nor regards the rich more than the poor? For they all are the work of his hands. In a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight, and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without a hand. For his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he sees all his steps. There is no darkness, nor shadow of death, where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he will not lay upon man more than what is right, that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their place. Therefore he knows their works, and he overturns them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned back from him, and would not consider any of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he hears the cry of the afflicted. When he gives quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hides his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation, or against a man only. That the hypocrite reigns not, lest the people be ensnared. Surely it is fitting to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement, I will not offend any more. That which I see not you teach me, if I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should it be according to your mind, he will recompense it, whether you refuse, or whether you choose, and not I, therefore declare what you know. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man hearken unto me. Job has spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because he answers like wicked men. For he adds rebellion unto his sin, he claps his hands among us, and multiplies his words against God.